Good afternoon, everyone. Well, a mixed start to the new trading week for the Aussie share market. In fact, the ASX 200 was down as much as 1% in the first half an hour or so of the day, and then we staged a recovery for most of the afternoon. So we finished not far from the best levels of the session. The ASX 200 only down 20 points or a quarter of a percent to 7,299 points. This was despite a weak lead coming through from Wall Street and some disappointing figures on jobs growth again for a second consecutive month in the United States. But what we saw locally today were gains across most markets in Asia, including Hong Kong and also Japan. And also, we had a few sectors really standing out. The mining sector, which came back strongly over the course of the last few hours of the session. Energy stocks, which were doing well really for the whole day. And then the banks, which also just snuck into positive territory at the close. So in the energy sector, we continue to see the same type of drivers with a bit of a shortage supply of some energy assets pushing prices higher. So the price of oil has now improved 6 of the past 7 days and is sitting essentially at the best levels in around 7 years. So stocks like Santos and Woodside, Oil Search, Beach are benefiting from that. We've had coal prices also hitting a record high. Now, what we've seen in recent days is around 60 coal mines being closed in China due to some severe wet weather and also flooding. So a company like Whitehaven Coal up in the order of 6.2%. Now, iron ore prices have also jumped up. The iron ore price actually rose by about 6.2% over the past trading day. And that's thanks to some restocking demand in China at the moment. And this is after, of course, some steel producers have come back from a week-long national holiday. So stocks like Rio Tinto, BHP doing reasonably well for most of the session. The big standout, though, was certainly Fortescue Metals, which rose by 5.2%. That's because it not only benefited from the lift in the iron ore price, which it's quite sensitive to, being a pure iron ore play, but also the fact that it announced plans to build the world's largest green hydrogen manufacturing facility in Queensland starting in February next year. So it's going to invest up to $650 million on that, depending on, you know, how things progress with the initial stages. But stage one of the project is planned to manufacture electrolyzers, which are basically devices used to extract hydrogen from water for fuel. So potentially a future fuel. This is seeing the stock lifting. Another standout outside of this resource space was IAG, which rose by about 3% today. This, of course, the insurer behind NRMA, and it received a favorable court ruling in recent days, which could mean that insurers won't need to actually pay billions in pandemic-related compensation to some businesses. So it was one of the best performers. A company called Z Energy was up 6%. This is a company that sells transport fuel in New Zealand. The board unanimously backed a takeover offer from Ampol, and that seemed to help its shares lift. Now, the big losers today are certainly tech stocks. If you look at a whole group, we're continuing to see interest rates in the United States lift, and that tends to be a negative for growth stocks like in the technology space. One of the reasons for this is from a valuation perspective. It tends to be a negative as far as the discounting model goes from what research analysts use to value their stocks. But the worst performer today was the Star Entertainment Group, which fell by about 22% today. And this is following a number of media reports alleging misconduct. So there was an investigation by The Age, Sydney Morning Herald and the 60 Minutes as well. And certainly suggesting that casino operator engage in many of the same improper practices as its rival Crown. So that's something that seemed to receive the market's attention. And not only the Star fell back today, but Sky City was down 5.4% as well. And this is a casino operator that has assets in places like Adelaide and New Zealand. Looking forward from here, well, tonight is actually a holiday in the US. It's the Columbus Day holiday. Now, that firstly means that there are no pieces of scheduled economic data. It also means the bond market is closed, but the US share market is actually trading normally. It's just something to be aware of. Also, the Toronto Stock Exchange is actually shut today for their Thanksgiving holiday in Canada. The Aussie dollar finally at about 73.2 US, and it's a big week ahead. Some of the highlights will be the fact that many of America's largest banks will be releasing their profit results in the next week. We've got AGM season as well, where Aussie companies meet with their investors. Some big ones this week, including CBA, Telstra and CSL. And then we've got a big update on jobs growth this Thursday. Enjoy the week ahead, everyone. I think I've already mentioned the Aussie dollar, but I'll say it again, 73.2 US cents.